NKVGC News Time, now 9 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the latest on the local scene for today. Well, with California's jobless rate dipped to 13.3% in July from 14.9% in the previous month, the jobless numbers continued to fall in the motherlode as well. According to Friday's unemployment report issued by the California Employment Development Department, the state's unemployment rate fell by 1.6 percentage points in June. Now, the motherlode followed that downward trend for a second straight month. Amador County's rate dropped from 12.7% in June to 11.9% last month. Out of a workforce of 14,230, there remain about 1,600 without a job. In Calaveras County, the July jobless rate decreased to 9.6% from 11% in June, leaving 1,980 unemployed out of a workforce of just over 20,000. Tied for the lowest rates are Lassen and Trinity counties with 8.8%. Imperial County has the highest rate at 26.8%, which is actually down from June's 27.3% rate. The national unemployment rate fell to 10.2% in July from 11.1% in June. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, unemployment rates fell in 30 states, rose in 9 states, and stayed the same in 11 states and the District of Columbia.
Well, while some small business owners were plunged into confusion last week when Amador and Calaveras counties were placed on the state's COVID-19 watch list, it was business as usual for local schools. Amador and Calaveras schools have already opened via distance learning. As Amador County prepares to enter the second week of the new school year, County Superintendent of Schools Steve Russell said no changes anticipated now that Amador County has been placed on the state's COVID-19 monitoring list and the students, teachers, and families are all adjusting well. Now, Calaveras County, which was placed on the list last week only to be removed later in the week, is also entering the second week of long-distance learning. County Superintendent Scott Nanick said all districts have opened in distance learning except, quote, for small programs for at-risk students, which he said were up and running before the state's announcement. Now, those, he said, would remain in person at this time. Nanick said the only private school in the area, Christian Family Learning Center, plans to open in person after Labor Day, quote, so they have time to watch the numbers before changing plans. Now, counties are placed on the state's monitoring list based on numerous factors, including positivity rates, hospitalizations, intensive care unit admissions, and the number of available ventilators.
Well, the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for the motherlode, El Dorado, and Stanislaus National Forests and Valleys through 11 o'clock tonight. Remnant moisture from decaying Hurricane Geneva will spread northward over Northern California through today. The potential for isolated to scattered dry thunderstorms will continue into the afternoon. Lightning from dry thunderstorms will have the potential to start new fires.
Well, over 14,000 firefighters on the front lines of more than 24 major fires and lightning complexes across California. In anticipation of the upcoming weather patterns, crews continue to perform firing operations to burn away vegetation in an attempt to slow down and stop the spread of the wildfires. Now, since last Saturday, there have been nearly 12,000 lightning strikes here in California. During this time period, there have been more than 615 new wildfires, which have now burned over 1.1 million acres. All currently active fires across all jurisdictions, again, have burned nearly 1.3 million across California. Now, the Mock Fire, Tuolumne County near Moccasin, 2,800 acres at 12% contained. Continued structure threat, evacuations in place. Salt Fire in Calaveras County as of yesterday, northeast of Copperopolis at 1,789 acres and 85% containment. Now, with extreme fire expected, it is critical all Californians take steps to prevent sparking a wildfire. To learn more, visit readyforwildfire.org.
And an air quality alert has been issued for both Amador and Calaveras counties. The air quality alert will remain in effect until most of the numerous regional fires are extinguished. Exposure to particle pollution can cause serious health problems, aggravate lung disease, cause asthma attacks and acute bronchitis, and increase the risk of respiratory infections. Residents are advised to use caution as conditions warrant. People with heart or lung disease should follow their doctor's advice for dealing with episodes of unhealthy air quality. Additionally, older adults and children should avoid prolonged exposure, strenuous activity, or heavy exertion as continues dictate. Now, currently, we are under the unhealthy range, which means some members of the general public may experience health effects. Members of sensitive groups may experience more serious health effects. We are projected to drop into the unhealthy for sensitive groups later on today. The general public is less likely to be affected by that. But again, we are currently in the unhealthy range, and the Verily Testing Center for COVID-19 at St. Catherine Drexel has canceled all appointments. They are contacting those that do have appointments today to reschedule.
Well, Amador County Public Health confirms an additional 5 COVID-19 cases and 5 additional deaths since Tuesday's COVID-19 update. Now, one of the deaths reported a prison inmate and will not be included in the total COVID-19 deaths for Amador County. The individuals who passed were in their 60s, 70s, and 80s with underlying health conditions, placing them at higher risk for complications from COVID-19. Now, the primary prevention message continues to be practice consistent precautions. Everyday actions include practicing 6-foot physical distancing, wearing masks, or face coverings. Gatherings should be avoided. Vulnerable, high-risk individuals encouraged to stay home as much as possible. This includes those over 65 and those with chronic health conditions that put them at a higher risk for severe COVID-19 symptoms. All should avoid mixing with others outside your household. Avoid unnecessary travel. Stay home if sick. Stay home if you have any symptoms and are awaiting test results.
And on Friday, Calaveras Public Health confirmed the second death of a county resident from complications related to COVID-19. The individual was a female between the age of 50 to 64. This individual was unable to recover and passed away in a hospital outside of the county. Due to HIPAA privacy rules, no additional information is available about the individual. Now, an outbreak is also being investigated among staff and residents of Avalon Healthcare in San Andreas to determine the extent of the outbreak. Meanwhile, Calaveras Public Health staff continue to investigate new cases to determine any possible persons who may have had close personal contact with a positive individual.
Well, the Amador County Chamber of Commerce partnered with the Amador County Emergency Operations Center to provide businesses within the county a free 2-week supply of PPE, personal protective equipment. Now, the face coverings and hand sanitizer is to help business owners and their staff while they wait for their ordered PPE supplies to arrive. If you would like to access a free 2-week supply of PPE supplies while waiting for yours to come, please contact the Chamber at 223-0350 or email amadorcountychamber@gmail.com. Now, this offer is open to all businesses within the county, Chamber members or not.
And by the way, that is one of the criteria that we have to abide by. And in order to come off of the state's watch list, that PPE has to be made available to businesses that are in need. So contact the chamber if you are, again, whether you're a chamber member or not. And due to extreme heat forecasted, the city of Jackson is continuing with their cooling center through this Thursday. The center is located at the Jackson Civic Center. It's open daily from 1 to 5, seating, water, air conditioning. Those wishing to visit the cooling center must strictly abide by COVID-19 prevention guidelines. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.